week for a while until we get our shit together, which, you know, could be a while at this point. Anywho, the party's in the town that just squished Greenest. I cannot remember its name. But anyway, we're walking along and fighting some RFK paralysis demons, so enjoy. Let's roll.
Alright, so they're going to attack. Who is up front?
Weeblow and... Why would Glenn be up? It would be Vanta. Swap them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, you stupid fuck.
Wow. It's very violent today.
So one is going to walk up to Weeblow.
Vanta.
Yeah, Vanta. Sorry, two is going to walk up to
Weeblow. Oh, no, it's not his turn.
What do you mean it's not his turn?
I thought...
No, those are the ones you can't see yet.
Oh.
You don't know how many there are.
Oh, my God. Is there three?
Nope.
Four?
No.
No.
Is there just one more?
No.
It's two then. We've nailed it down.
Nope. Not two. Alright, so let's see, the first guy.
It's a girl. It's a guy.
It's a guy. It's a man. It's a male.
Hit his dick.
He's coming.
He's got that coming problem.
I'm a good fighter when I'm not coming.
The violence makes me come, though. It's awful. All right. This is for Vanta.
You'd be having your shield and your regular sword, FYI.
Thank you.
AC 26.
That definitely doesn't hit. All right, let me try this
27,
one.
27, no.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, natural one. God damn it.
Yay! Yay! He came right
during that swing. Came right at the other guy, and it's acid cum.
The worst kind of cum.
Do you think really he tells women that before he has sex with them?
Right.
FYI, I have
my uterus
cum.
Is burned out. Don't you worry. Know anything about that?
Don't worry, I pull out. Yeah.
Okay, now my abdomen is burned out.
I'm going to go, and it's acid. What?
acid, or like lemon?
I am
gonna, acid.
No, thank you.
I'm gonna rearrange your guts. Oh, that's sexy. No, I mean the acid is gonna go in and actually rearrange your guts.
I'm gonna murder your vagina.
That's my sexy talk.
It's hot.
You see this little thing? It's gonna murder your vagina.
Yeah, baby, I see that little thing.
Yeah, you're gonna take all three of it.
I brag.
What are you, some sort of Herculean?
All right, so he hits the other guy for. I'm not gonna do the full attack though. For 8 points of damage. All right. Wrong one. Shit. And this is one.
I'm allowing messages, though.
Why am I trying to get video calls from someone named Priya?
Don't take it.
I'm not going to take it.
If it's a video call, it's probably they're probably going to tell you, you know, you owe them money.
Yeah, you will die in 7 days. Fuck!
I really shouldn't have picked that up.
Cliff, watch this video.
Can I get it faster?
I gotta make a copy. It's a VHS.
Does a 22 doesn't hit?
No,
sorry, that's
Weeblow. Yeah, Weeblow. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And next attack.
It did hit me.
There's two attacks.
Oh my god.
That one doesn't hit. Probably. Unless a 12 hits.
No.
Right. So make a DC 17 wisdom saving throw.
What kind?
At the end of your next... Wait, hold
wisdom.
On.
He's not very wise.
Can it be constitution?
Yeah, no. So, wisdom, yeah.
15.
You didn't make it.
Come on. All
right,
wait, hold on. I'm standing within 10 feet of her. Yeah, what's your aura?
You get plus 3, don't you?
Then you
Dixie. What's that?
What's your aura give me? I'm aura farming. That's what the kids call it.
Is it?
It helps with your riz.
Yeah, Big Bean, where's your riz at?
I don't see my aura.
It's in my pants where it belongs.
I'll look it up for you. Paladin, 5e aura.
Do you mean charisma?
No.
I get to add your charisma modifier.
Well, what's your charisma modifier?
+4.
Right, so, yeah, you made it. It's fine.
Aura protection. Within 10 feet of a saving throw, the creature gains a bonus to the saving throw equal to your charisma modifier. Yes. So, 19.
Okay. Whew. You made it. But you do take 29 points of damage.
Oh my god. I didn't even rage up or anything.
Oh, look, it's on 69%. This is the sexiest of percents.
That was pretty quick.
Well, no, it was on 71. It just keeps going down.
Are you fucking serious?
It's the pad. It's the iPad.
Next game, can you please upgrade your equipment?
It's my fault because my printer doesn't print.
I was going to print this out, but...
It's my fault.
It's my fault because my printer didn't have any ink. So I was like, hey, Dexie, can I print when I come over? And she's
why don't you send it to me? And,
I can't. Why don't you send it to me and I'll just read it? All right. So.
Monta, it's your turn.
There's nothing written here.
Attack it.
Do I have advantage?
No.
No.
It's 5 yikes. Plus
11.
11? Yes.
Miss.
Try again.
He said I don't have advantage.
Yeah, but
you have 2 attacks.
6.
17?
Nope.
God damn it.
All right, well, Tweeblo's turn. Har har.
This is where it gets tough, guys.
He's going to recklessly attack it.
So he gets advantage.
Good.
And this is number 2, right?
Yes. 28.
28's a definite hit.
Okay. 1d8 plus 8. Oh, he wants to rage up, too.
Rage up.
4, 12, 15.
15 points of damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that...
Yep.
It is?
No, it's not dead.
No.
Come on.
Just trying. Aw, man. 6 plus... 19?
19 just hits.
Yes.
Oh, my god.
2, 10, 13 more points of damage.
All right.
And he action surges.
Plus.
You can't. You're not a fighter. Who do you think you're talking to? Action surge. Fucking hated action surge. It's the worst. All right. It is...
Automan.
Automan.
All right.
That was a show in the 80s.
Here.
Do you remember that show from the 80s?
Automan?
Yeah.
No. Advantage.
You should look it up.
I'm going to hit him with my Glaive of Radiance.
Fancy.
25 to hit.
Yeah, it's a hit. Mm-hmm. Are you hitting 1 or 2?
2.
2.
2, okay.
And then... Sorry.
Automan's gotten a lot more capable, I've noticed.
He's right. Growing up.
I need 8d8s.
Do you want me to just do it on...
Yeah, why don't you just roll it on your...
Just say...
Phone.
Just say Google Roll 8d8.
Roll 8d8.
Nah, I'm like a nerd, he said.
What an idiot. You guys are
hard. It thought I said, you fucking stupid bitch.
Okay, Google.
Use the C word.
Roll 8d8.
I got it. 27. Yeah, it did the same thing.
I said roll 8d8, and I was like, 88.
88.
10. Why would I hit?
Anyway. 37 radiant damage.
Holy poopies.
Did the radiant damage do more than we thought it would?
I'm looking. No.
Damn.
88 points?
No.
38.
37.
37. We got there.
Throw me off.
That was an adventure for all of us. Why did I think? Jesus Christ. All right. It is Glenn's turn.
Okay.
Help! Help! Can you get these guys?
Are they? Do they happen to be undead? Do they look undead?
They do look undeadish.
Hmm. We can turn them.
So you can have sex with them.
You guys gay? Yeah, no.
If we could cast fireball.
I mean, that would be a pretty tough call for Autobot.
Sorry, buddy.
No, you're not.
Yeah, Glenn and Autobot have some kind of weird, like, father-child relationship.
They love each other.
I'll just cast Divine Strike.
Okay. Oh, and which one?
Number two. It's getting beat up.
Yep. Alright.
Let's see. Ba, 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 ba.
Are you guys cold?
No.
I'm okay.
I never get cold. My ass is sweating a little bit from the plastic on the chair. Not gonna lie.
That's a feature.
Nice.
Oh, wait, hold on.
It's a good thing you got the plastic now. Although I probably wouldn't be sweating if it wasn't for the plastic. So.
Sorry, Divine Strike is if I go up and actually smack it.
You're not going to do that, right?
No, not right now. I'll play it, cast Sacred Flame.
Okay. It had damage, so wait, now is Sacred Flame the one that has damage? It does.
Make a Dexterity saving throw.
No! Mm-hmm. He's coming again. I made it.
No, you didn't.
It was a... All right, fine. It's a 24. Does that make it?
Hmm. Are these super dexterous? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's pretty dexterous.
Fuck. All right. Well, then never mind. He didn't do anything.
Okay. So now it's Zod's turn.
Hit it with 3 Eldritch Blasts, Zod.
What? All right. Let me know. It's an attack.
You roll 3.
13. All right. Let me go after 2.
You got to roll 3 times.
Uh, 28
hit.
13, I said.
20 hit.
Oh,
nah, I missed.
All right, and then it is 1d10 plus 8. 10 and 10 and 10.
You only need 2.
All right, thanks. Ugh. I think it's 16, 21, 22.
22 hits.
22 damage.
Oh. Alright.
Did it kill it?
Nope.
Come on.
Sorry.
Just a fucking wisp.
It's a wisp, man.
It is not a wisp.
It's a librarian.
I think
it's not Vigo.
I think you're taking.
I've played Vigo. Warcraft. The wisps are very weak.
Vigo the Carpathian.
What do they call him? The Butcher of Moldova?
What was
it? What
doing?
Is that from?
Ghostbusters 2.
Oh my god, okay.
I was thinking that was from The Witcher.
No, he's the Butcher of Blaviken.
Oh god.
I would love to have that nickname, the Butcher of somewhere.
Yeah.
That's a cool nickname.
We can give you that nickname.
The Butcher of Acme?
Butcher of my guts.
Maybe that's not a good one.
The Butcher of Sunshine Preschool.
That's dark, man.
That would be a tough... That's something you hear on the news.
He butchered those kids.
Oh, really did it?
I'll take it.
We don't mean like he butchered them. Like,
they were packed up and made. There was
it was like a picnic on Epstein Island. Did you hear about that? That there's supposedly in the 3 million documents, there's documents about them eating babies.
No.
Yeah, it's there.
No way.
Yeah.
One moment, please.
Oh, you don't have time to go into the Epstein emails. That's the whole thing.
I'm just looking for somebody who read the highlights for it.
Just look up Epstein eating babies. Cannibalism.
Okay.
Yeah. They were monsters.
Well, what kind of babies?
I don't think it matters. I mean, not they weren't animal babies. They were. See, she found it.
Here's what the DOG files reveal.
You hearing it here first.
I mean, the
Broad Street Bullied.
We need to have that.
The typewriter sounds. Yeah.
Oh my god.
We reveal
Epstein, the financial.
They spent 3 hours on Etsy.
Now they're going to some sort of pizza restaurant.
Apparently they only eat in the basement.
Wasn't that, what was that? The pizza thing?
Pizzagate.
Where they would order like pizza and get.
Yeah. And then the one guy came in and shot the hard drive.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were talking about when they were...
Yeah, the Cosmic Pizza or whatever the fuck it was called.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
They
were like meeting in the basement to talk about a shadow government or cabal that rapes children or something.
Oh.
I just called the government.
Apparently. Yeah.
Snopes could not probe the legitimacy of the accusation.
Yeah, that's because they're part of it.
Yeah. Right, Snopes. What happened?
No, it's not good. There's a video from 2009.
Are they free range babies?
They're, what is that, grass fed?
Grass fed babies.
Pasture raised.
Organic.
Yeah, a 21-year-old model is being detained in Guadalajara. While shouting about elites eating people rituals and sacrifices at an elite party.
Mm-hmm.
The allegations were further fueled by several other posts shared on different social media platforms. One of the documents released alleged that babies were dismembered, their intestines removed, and added that some ate feces from them. The document mentioned George Bush 1. It remains unclear if this refers to George H.W. Bush, who is a former U.S. president.
George W. Bush, the other
U.S. president. That second sentence is missing.
George Bush is the worst president ever.
Which is funny.
Because his father, George H. Bush, is the best president. His son, George W. Bush, is the best president ever.
All right, Snopes says unverified.
Unverified. So George Bush might have eaten...
George Bush 1, whatever that means.
Might have eaten baby intestines.
This is what the model in Guadalajara said.
The FDA allows a certain amount of baby intestines.
Right. right.
She's some way over reliable.
Trace amounts are not going to kill you.
Trace amounts of baby.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the factories, babies fall in.
This
is what happens when you don't have state-sponsored paternal leave, you know? You gotta bring the babies in the factory.
Yep.
I'm gonna bring my babies into a factory.
Peroni pepperonis, they're all over.
I'm 12. Babies Peroni reference. Brought to you by Jeffrey Epstein.
Peroni's pepperoni. I also heard.
Is Epstein sponsoring this podcast?
Yes.
Posthumously.
No. Well, I mean, we don't know if he. Well, he did die. We know that, but we
do we.
Now there's new articles, but there's pictures of a bearded man.
Yeah.
That they claim. All right, one moment, please.
Oh wow.
Not that 30.
I thought I had heard recently that people are like, no, he's still out there.
That's insane.
It's just actually Anthony Bourdain.
He's I wish it too. Was. I miss Anthony Bourdain.
I like Anthony Bourdain. I don't think he fucked any kids. What?
Anthony Bourdain didn't fuck any kids.
I don't think he fucked any kids.
Well, how did that even come up?
Because we're talking about like Epstein. Okay. Epstein. Oof. Oh, she got very angry.
How dare you talk about my Anthony Bourdain
we
like
were
that?
Talking about Epstein, and I'm like, no, I don't think
don't Anthony you dare Bourdain mention Anthony kids. Bourdain fucking kids. Or
jerking off and accidentally killing himself.
Was it autoerotic asphyxiation? Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yes! Come on, guys.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
That's why he needed the slumberjack.
Also, we could have saved his life.
We could have saved... Oh,
he could have still been touring.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Damn it. We're letting people die. Because we're not putting the slumberjack on the market.
That's right.
great name, too.
Coming to Shark Tank soon.
Shark Tank.
We're asking for 10%, 200,000. Dixie's in the back, just showing how it works.
You see.
I'm
trying to be the model.
Look, there's no one else that's going to be the model, all right?
You could be the model.
Now watch as she starts to pass out.
She just started to lose.
And you see, that man switch. She's fine now. She's just a little sleepy.
Girls don't have autoerotic asphyxiation. I cannot be the model.
What the heck are you talking about? They get choked all the time.
Maybe it's not auto.
Yeah, they do it themselves.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, the butt. No, thank you, drowning. Well, thank you, acid gum.
Jesus Christ. It's like
Cliff looks like you would do it.
Okay, my bad on Anthony Bourdain. He died by suicide.
Yeah, that's
fine. Well, my bad. Technically, they call that suicide, but
that's an accident.
It's accidental suicide.
Accidental death.
Do you think
suicide by hanging?
Do you think the Christians are like it was an accidental death, but it was autoerotic asphyxiation? So, does he go to heaven?
No.
It's a good question.
I think that's a double whammy.
Who was the guy that used to be in the Kung Fu movies?
Oh, that's David Carradine. Oh, yeah. Definitely autoerotic asphyxiation.
That was definitely,
I think she means Bruce Lee.
That wasn't autoerotic asphyxiation.
And no, the guy from In Excess.
Imagine how fast Bruce Lee jerked off.
Michael.
That was very racist.
It was a karate move.
He
ripped it off.
That was him just...
The official cause was asphyxiation. We're on David Carradine now.
Yeah.
He was found in a closet, makes sense, with his hands bound above his head.
Well, because apparently there was a...
A prostitute.
It was a prostitute.
Oh, and then
and she
bounced.
Peaced out, yeah.
That's why you don't trust prostitutes with, hanging yourself.
A botched sexual act.
Usually you hang the prostitutes.
Obviously.
So you don't have to pay them.
I'm sorry, who came up after David Carradine?
Then
you go to the pet store and get a new prostitute.
What the hell was his name? Michael something.
What are you getting?
Hutchins.
But he did it to himself.
He did.
Prostitute.
Died by... it says died by suicide, but I thought he was...
No, that was definitely autoerotic asphyxiation.
Other theories and there. Contribute.
You're doing it wrong.
You were the prostitute.
Keep going. It gets better.
Okay, let me get out of here.
We waited a little too long.
Was there any cash?
Yeah, I was going to say, check his cash.
All right, we've confirmed all this.
He would have given it a 20% tip.
Okay, let's go. All right, so it's the...
Do you tip a prostitute?
No.
Tip him over.
Is it 20%?
Yeah.
No, you don't tip a prostitute.
They tell you how
much
it is.
Are you sure?
I don't think you do.
It's built in.
You don't tip a prostitute. There's no way you tip a prostitute.
Do you tip
a prostitute? But then she turns that little screen around. What do you do?
I swear I'll Venmo you later.
I miss when this was a casual-only business.
It's like Uber.
Yes. Tipping in the context of sex work is generally not required or mandatory, but is highly appreciated.
What does that mean? Am I going to get more?
No.
I don't think so. So no, you're not getting a tip.
I think if you tip, then the next time you call them and you say, are you busy? They say, I'm not busy. Let's do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's almost like reserving
it's like
the vagina for later.
Oh, so you're like, so now you're a VIP.
Yeah, I'm going to pay.
Very important.
I'm going to put a stay on this vagina.
What's that called? Your with the lawyers. We pay them in advance.
Oh, retainer.
Yeah.
Retainer.
You got a retainer on the vagina.
Nice.
I'm going to put your vagina on retainer. That doesn't mean you can't have other clients, obviously, but it means I'm...
Now I'm a classy prostitute.
All right, Shaniqua.
I'm going to put my dentures in for you next time.
Yikes.
In?
Don't.
Why would I want that? Anyway.
In my butt.
Why? So, why with the butt always?
No, thank you.
All right, so six.
Oh my god.
Yeah, six.
Dude.
Six. I told you what was one of the numbers you said.
Come on.
Six of these, it's almost like looking in the darkness. Think of it as they're painted in that.
They are sleep paralysis demons.
Yes, basically.
Do you ever see those videos where it's like RFK Jr. is my sleep paralysis demon?
No.
Worst tranquilizer. We should try. And you guys are bad, like, can't move. This is the shadow of RFK Jr.
That's not logical.
I've had sleep paralysis.
Have you?
Hey, when I was
are
little.
You talking about RFK Jr.'s issue or sleep paralysis? Because they're both neurological.
Different issues.
I'm talking about his voice issue.
Well, that's because his brain was eaten by a worm. That's true. You can look that up.
One moment, please.
He had a worm in his brain.
JFK, no, Robert, RFK.
Junior.
Brain, Junior.
They're probably, brain. Are they all in a line like that, or are they coming from the sides?
No, they're coming from the sides.
Oh.
Why would they come right in front?
There's six of them.
Yeah, I got another one.
Pork tapeworm.
Yeah, got it right in the brain.
Right in the old 2010. Name in college.
Pork tapeworm. That actually is a good name for a band.
Pork tapeworm.
Pork tapeworm?
Put pork tapeworm on the list.
Hold on, it's up.
And then it's like... the singers. Pork tapeworm.
I love tape. Sorry, can you sing it? I got it from a vaccine. Got it from raw pork, you monster. That's trichinosis, right? Is that what it is, trichinosis?
Yeah, you don't want to eat raw pork.
No, it's not as bad as it used to be, like, but
you should pork still, tapeworm?
You should still cook it to at least 150.
I need one of those pens.
Here you go.
Thanks. Did I hear, was it a metal band, pork tapeworm? Is that what you guys were doing?
It's definitely metal. Yeah. Yeah, like death metal.
It's folk.
I can't do music.
We can tell.
Thank you.
Death metal.
Oh my god, these guys.
I had to move on to a new piece of paper because the envelope that I started with is full and I cannot type these anywhere. I refuse. I will not.
That's fair. She'll Google how do you eat children or whatever she was Googling before, but...
Wait, what?
You actually triggered my phone.
I will Google Epstein eating babies, but I will not put this list in.
To be fair,
that entire conversation went into my Google prompt.
No.
Yeah, because you said Google, and then the prompt came
up. Oh, Jesus.
Now we have... it's over.
Now the cops are coming.
Yeah. It's not like we're...
The cops in this neighborhood have far more to worry about.
Yeah, outside of this. I'm sure this is like a vacation for them when they're around.
Someone's walking by.
Do you ever want to, like, when people are walking by, just go?
If I'm on the couch, I will close those blinds.
That makes sense.
Because I don't think they can see me when they walk by, but still, I think it's weird.
Yeah.
I don't need people, like, creeping over my head.
Yeah.
Where are all your also video game consoles?
Yeah, where are they? Where's your PlayStation 5?
No PlayStation 5, no Xbox One. No.
Maybe she has a Steam Deck.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah.
It's probably upstairs in her room.
That's where my setup is.
Yeah.
Your gaming PC.
Yeah.
She's got one of those flight simulator seats.
Would you not poop your pants if you guys went up there? There's this whole, like, gaming.
Yes, I would.
Yes.
Like the racing one where it's like... It's got the fucking moving seat.
And it has, like, wraparound monitors. Yeah.
The best part is that she buys it for the truck simulators.
Monster trucks.
No, he's talking about the ones where you just drive the truck.
Just drive the truck.
Fucking, that's 8 hours.
People spend hours just driving virtual trucks.
Across the country.
Yeah.
Is it relaxing?
I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
There's also a farm simulator where you get on a tractor and harvest things.
Corn and whatnot?
Really, the worst part is that they're streaming it and people are watching it.
Yes.
There's so many layers of problem
there.
Yeah.
No, you missed the turn. Now it's going to take you an extra 10 minutes to get there.
To get nowhere. Have you seen, like, the YouTube shorts where it's just people sleeping?
I have some of the clips.
I haven't
seen that. Yeah.
It's going on.
I've also seen one where this guy...
I film those at night.
Or Chad, sorry, not shorts, but yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
You hear... just filming someone sleeping. It's not
our stage names.
They're aware they're being filmed, right?
Yeah, I think they've set it up.
And
then they just let it run live overnight.
Because there's a horrifying scene in a movie called VHS. I don't know if you've seen it, but basically
with Weird Al.
No, that's UHF.
Oh.
not VHS. So they where it's every night, this person comes in and picks up the person's phone and records them sleeping and then leaves the phone.
Stop it.
And then they
say they use their landline?
Yeah, they use their landline. It's coming real hard to put on this.
The number you were trying.
You know what, every time you say horror movie now, it's it does bounces right off of me because of Bone Tomahawk. Now nothing matters. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, I watch real life Bone Tomahawk videos on Chinese people.
He's a monster.
Okay, so are you a serial killer for real though? Because if you are, remember that we're friends.
Yeah, what?
Oh.
What?
I feel like, I don't know, I'm a little concerned.
So at the end of this particular one, you find out that the person that was recording was actually the lesbian lover of the couple, his wife,
mm-hmm.
and she stabs him in the neck with a knife.
Oh my god.
They drive off. It's very happy.
That's why you
the two lesbians drive
the
off?
Two lesbians
in a super
wait, was she supposed to be a good? Yes. Was she supposed to be a good person?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. She was not. Well,
she's lesbian.
You just thought she...
Bad lesbian.
You just thought she was, like, with her husband, and they were on a vacation, but she was always like, oh, I don't want to touch it. And
I don't like your normal. Penis.
Yeah, but so, like, you wanted to have sex all the time, she was just...
it's just like a single white female. Same sitch, but she killed him with like the heel of her shoe.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
It's a bad way to go.
Yeah,
it's no Bone Tomahawk. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean,
it's similar to what you were just talking about. Yeah.
Well really?
That's... Who's doing Bone Tomahawk in real life?
Chinese people.
Oh yeah, they're awful.
Are you serious?
What? Yeah, I mean, there's lots of stuff.
Do all kinds of.
Do you ever watch Mexican cartel films?
No.
Oh my god, they're the worst.
Are they like beheading them? People? In
oh,
stuff?
They're doing way worse.
It's so
than
much
beheading
worse.
People.
It's
if
so
only they were
worse.
Just beheading people.
It would be over faster.
Do you ever see them behead people with chainsaws? And like a...
No.
I saw a lot more gurgling than you'd
slower?
Think.
It's slow, right? With the chainsaw? You gotta slow.
I mean, it's a little,
way.
Yeah.
I saw one of those cartel videos where...
Remember when we sent you the pig getting its head chainsawed
yeah,
off?
I hated that. But I saw one of those cartel videos where they were hitting him in the head with a machete.
Yeah.
And he's blocking, like, with his hands, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
And someone's like, why is he blocking? Why don't you just let it happen? I'm like, dude, that's not
how
like,
your brain works.
Not how your brain, yeah. your fucking brain works. It's going to try and block, even if you don't want it to.
Why is he blocking? Just take it like a man.
Just die already.
That way you kind of just want to die as fast as possible.
When does the person stop screaming with the chainsaw?
I mean, they stop screaming after. Quickly.
Well,
because okay. the aorta?
Yeah.
Well,
they make sounds still, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, there's gurgles. There's a lot of gurgles. Gurgling.
Okay.
You can put that on at night, like pink noise.
Pink noise?
Oh my god. it seems like a Charlie Kirk thing if you just hit the one spot and it's real quick, right?
I mean,
yes, but I mean, he didn't die immediately. Like,
no, he did.
He bled out, but he was probably like aware that it happened. he didn't like just go like that.
I thought he was like done.
He was done, but
he was probably pretty confused.
He was probably pretty confused.
I mean, like if someone shot you through the neck right now, and you were like, "Why am I on the floor?" You know, you.
weird. Usually, that stuff's
how ironic. We were just talking about Charlie Kirk. Then your last thoughts are Charlie Kirk.
God. After you got Charlie Kirked.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm being Charlie Kirked.
He's called Charlie Kirking me. Stop Charlie Kirking me. How's he still talking?
Okay.
Oh, I thought this was.
He's a martyr.
Oh, you Charlie Kirked all over my floor.
Big time.
Who's going to clean up the Charlie Kirk?
There's Charlie Kirk everywhere.
Cliff and I would just be leaving. You'd be cleaning it up.
I would by myself.
Anyway, thanks for hosting.
Keep the beer.
You're going to need it.
On the floor.
There's so much Charlie Kirk from Big B.
Charlie Kirk.
You got a lot of Charlie Kirk in him.
He's still wiggling.
You said he would be dead.
Oh, he's dead. That's just nerve reactions. It's fine. We'll see you. Talk to you Monday.
His body will blow up.
That's true. eventually.
It already looks like it's loaded up.
Oh, oh
no.
That was not nice.
That's true. All right. These guys are attacking.
Oh, come on. That was their round.
No, it wasn't.
Their round was
Charlie Perkins.
Yeah.
All right. No, that's they actually get a surprise attack. So
we saw them.
You saw them undulating.
I saw you on the...
You saw undulating darkness.
Undulating darkness.
That's another good band name.
It's a good thing we have.
So they get advantage on the attack. They go up to the nearest people. They can fly 60 feet, so they can get all you. All y'all.
All y'all, motherfuckers.
Right.
Excuse me.
No, he would... get advantage, but I know he doesn't get it this round, so relax. Put him number three. No, do it, because he wouldn't want to be between two people. He's pretty smart.
No, just leave it. You're fine.
Leave it. You're good.
You did a good job, Cliff.
Good job, Cliff. All right, so the first one attacks.
That's it for me. I'm going to go.
You're done for the day.
Yeah. I came.
And done.
I can't play D&D when I'm coming. I don't like playing with Cliff.
Clean everything after he leaves.
I put a Depends on.
So I
need... Let me see the Depends before you come in.
I need everyone to make a... I need everyone to make a DC 16 saving throw. Wisdom saving throw.
Alright, we all get +4, except for Glenn. But that's okay. He has a +8 on his wisdom saving throw. We blow. Got it. Glenether. Got it. You got it.
Automon got it.
We all got it, baby. What's Zod get?
I don't know. I gotta look.
He's probably not super wise.
Dummy. Split. So no, actually, half of 35.
So oh, is he?
He got +6.
17 points of damage.
Nice. We all made it.
Yep.
Hooray!
17 points of what kind of damage?
Psychic.
Fuck.
Sorry. It's a wisdom saving throw, I mean.
What about force?
Nope.
Fuck!
Psychic.
What about no damage?
Stop writing them on top of the fucking...
And then run attack.
What?
That's just a thing that happens when they're near. So, number one is next to Vanta. So,
okay.
Does a... Ooh, that might hit. Does a 26 hit.
Yes.
And that's an... Well, does an 18 hit? No.
Why would a 19 hit? That's crazy.
I'm sorry.
You're asking crazy things.
I thought it's necrotic damage. I thought it said neurotic damage.
Done and done.
All right, so you get...
That's what the damage my mother-in-law does.
13 points of damage. Oh, wait, sorry. 13.
Hopefully soon she does necrotic damage.
And now number two is going to attack whoever he's next to. Who's next to?
Who?
Two.
Two is next to Weeblow.
Okay. Does a 17 hit?
Nope.
Does a less than a 17 hit?
Still no.
Okay. So that they missed. We blow. number three, whoever that's next
Who
to.
Who does number three work for?
He's doing number threes because of that condition.
three is against Automon. So.
So does a 20 hit?
Yes.
All right. Natural one. Fuck.
Yes.
All
right. He can hurt number two.
I'll hit number two.
Yes.
So.
What are you doing?
13 points of damage.
Oh, okay.
13?
Yeah, and the other.
Of necrotic damage?
Of necrotic damage. And that is. He took 7 points of damage. All right. You. Number four. Is going to attack. Probably missed. Who's number four next to?
Four is next to Weeblow.
Yeah, that doesn't hit. And wait, so a 22, that probably is.
That's it, yes. Yes, ma'am.
So you take 11 points of necrotic damage.
Yes, ma'am. Got him. You done now?
No. Oh. Got one more. Two more. Does 18 hit whoever is next to the number 5?
That is Zod. Zod. 18 hits, yep.
Okay. And
he's down.
That missed. So he takes 8 points of psychic damage, or necrotic damage. And the last one, number 6, does a 22 hit whoever he's next to.
That is Glenn.
Well, it's between Glenn and Zod.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to pick, or do you just want to hit Zod,
Glenn? No, I'll roll for it, to be fair. 1-2, Glenn. 3-4, Zod. It is a 2.
No.
That does not hit?
No. Glenn has quite the AC.
Then that doesn't hit either. All right, that's there. Now it's back to the other guys, and they're going to...
Are they friends with the paralysis demons?
Probably. They probably hang out. So number 1 is going to attack Manta. Miss. Ooh, that might be a hit. 25.
No.
No?
Mm-mm. God damn it. By the hair on my chinny chin chin.
And now number 2 gets advantage on Weeblo.
I don't know.
Weeblo.
She's going to take it. Does a 23 hit.
Yes.
Does a 21 hit.
Yes.
Okay. First hit does 7 points of... Oh, no, sorry. No, that's not right. These do way more damage.
Mm.
Sorry. My bad. All right, so 1d6. So four points of damage for the first hit plus 4d8 psychic damage. You can make a DC 17 wisdom saving throw, though.
Nope.
All right.
Oh, can I use an inspiration token to roll again?
No. You know how inspiration tokens work.
I know, but I was hoping you'd forget.
Why, because I'm old?
Yes.
What? No.
You take 19 points of damage on
right up the ass.
Then ass the other hit.
No, thank you.
5 points of damage for the first hit, and do another wisdom saving throw.
Nope.
Wow. 14, 18, 20, 21 points of damage.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
5, so that was 26 total. And not in the first hit, so like...
Weeblo's getting a little...
Scared?
No, but he's getting a little hurt for sure.
Okay. Well, luckily Glenn's around.
Not far away from him.
And that's it. That's their turn. That's their turn.
Oh, that's it?
That's all they got.
Alright, Vanta.
What do you want? This is endgame shit.
Smack him hard.
BBEG.
No. What am I adding to that?
Probably.
11. Yes. You got a nat 20.
No, that's the other one you know.
So 19?
Yeah. Which one are you going after?
1.
Okay.
And then yeah.
So 2 hits.
2 hits. Yeah.
Okay, so.
And you want to add smites to them?
Always smites.
All these guys
we rested, so all the smites are open.
Are not jokes. Every single one of them.
What level smites would you like?
I think I have a level 4
pardon
now.
Me.
What because like we that? Leveled up to 15. I have 2 fourth level spells. I'm going to start from the top and go
you
down.
You want to just use them both?
Yeah.
All right. Divine smite starts at 2d.
I'm going to need some d8s. I have 2.
Dixie, is that where your sleep paralysis demon lives?
Yes, that's correct.
Neat.
Is this an undead or fiend?
Yes.
Okay. So that can go. So that's 4. So 68.
Thank you.
So 2 of them is 12d8. So 4. Oh, no, we're just going to roll. We're going to have to roll it digitally.
Okay. So just 4, a lot of d8s.
Yeah.
Digital roll.
That's what it is. That's how you get the impacted feces out. It's digital something.
Digital manipulation?
I think it is digital manipulation.
74 points of damage.
Wow. On number one?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not dead?
How to get out impacted poop.
The FBI is just like...
No, thank you!
Does anyone watch The Pit?
Yeah, we just started.
No, I heard it's good, but I'm not into the medical shows.
That's pretty good.
Me neither.
It's competency porn.
So people jerk off to it.
Yeah, people jerk off to it. But the last episode, they were getting poop out of an old woman. Oh. And then she shat all over the one.
Yeah.
The one doctor in training.
Whoops.
I'm only two episodes in.
Oh, season one or two?
One.
Mm.
And it's brutal.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's a tough show.
What is it brutal? Is it like the storylines, or is it just like...
No, the storylines are good. Bodies and blood. But like, one of the first people they bring into the hospital had their foot degloved by a train.
Unsubscribe.
And I was like...
Degloving is pretty rough.
Yeah, my wife's like, that doesn't bother me. I'm like, fucking psychopath.
It doesn't bother?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe she watched Chinese death videos.
I was going to say.
She's doing at night. She's on her phone at night a lot.
And she's like, fucking Chinese guy.
She accidentally had the volume up. Oh, sorry.
They scream the same as us.
They bleed the same.
What kind of comment is that?
China man bleeds different. Nicole, see the. Steam rising up from the wounds.
All right, my turn.
That was in the process, by the way. Yeah, it's your turn.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and yep.
You're doing two?
Yeah. Nine plus 16 is 25 plus six more, 31.
Okay.
And everyone within 10 feet of Weeblow, so 1, 2 of the original guys, 3, 4, and I can't read that.
Two,
3, and 4, I'll have to make a DC 16 to see if they take 4 points of fire damage.
It's almost not worth it.
You just have to accept
it. That guy definitely make it. That one made it, so I'm going to say... The first two made it. The other one didn't. And for it was 4 and 5.
Okay. 2, 3, 4.
2, 3, 4. Okay. 2 made it. 4 didn't. I'm sorry. 2 made it. 3 didn't. And 4 made it. So 2. When there's a lot of enemies, that fire thing is a logistical nightmare.
It is annoying. You could just give them straight 3 points of damage.
No. Give them the gay damage.
Okay. No, thank you.
That is butt damage.
It is butt damage.
Gay damage is butt damage.
The worst of the damages.
Same. All right. Automan.
Automan.
Try to kill that number 2.
Yeah.
Do you remember Automan?
No, I don't remember Automan.
I know it's not a fever dream because I looked it up.
You did it.
That hit. And then...
Oh, is that when I smell meatballs?
I farted.
Nice! Wait, you smart... You fart meatballs?
We fart meatballs in this house.
Anytime my kids say, like, I smell something, whatever, they're like, oh, he smells, I just say I farted.
I always do the opposite. I'm like, is someone baking brownies? So everyone takes in a deep breath. And it's a little fart.
You're an animal.
I am. I have to mix it up, though. Sometimes it's cookies. Sometimes it's brownies. Sometimes it's, someone's
otherwise
crying
they
something.
Know.
Yeah.
42 damage.
On which one?
2.
Dead.
Yay!
Puffs take away in a puff of smoke.
Goodbye, librarian.
I was just trying to do a book.
We turn your book on, Brian.